Well, good morning. It is 6:17 a.m. on Friday, May 12th, 2023. 55 degrees, which is a balmy nearly 13 degrees Celsius. 81% humidity. My blood sugar is at 120, spot on in the middle of the green. Yay! As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I found out yesterday that a peanut butter and honey sandwich will spike my blood sugar. What a shock. It's been fascinating having this sensor giving me these immediate feedback on how things affect the blood sugar levels. You know, I had pork chops with masala fig sauce and zucchini and peas, and it was delicious. Blood sugar barely spiked. Peanut butter and honey sandwich, boom, out of the green. Not into the red, but definitely out of the green for a little bit, like 20 minutes, and then it dropped back down again. So I think I'm doing okay. I've made adjustments. I had a strong craving for a big old bowl of ice cream last night, but instead I sliced up a tomato, which filled the craving. Not exactly new patterns. We adjust for the circumstances, right? So one of the people in the polyamory group is firing up a D&D game. And what a shock. I volunteered as tribute. Yes, please. I'd love to play in a game. It's been a while since I've played. Well, no, that's not true. James runs games fairly regularly, and so does Tim. But a new group, I guess. That's the exciting bit for me, is seeing how a completely new group explores this medium. And my favorite part of, well, one of my favorite parts of role-playing is character generation. Creating the character you're going to play in the story to come. And God, I've been doing this since high school. I've been doing this since 1980. Holy crap. I have been playing for a long damn time. So, with that much game time under my belt, process of character generation is a lot of fun, but there are a lot of factors that go into it. I mean, primarily, you know, what kind of character do you want to inhabit? What kind of character do you want to play? It's like you're going to be putting on the skin of this persona for, you know, 4 hours. Every time you get together to play. So you want it to be something intriguing and worth exploring. Motivations, fears, a rich character that gives you a reason for being in the world, I guess, is the best way to put it. And I mean, you're creating this from whole cloth. So the whole sum of the human experience is open to you. You can be whatever you want, which is cool. Dude's got stuff going on, clearly. So there's that factor, certainly. There's the rule system. You know, Dungeons and Dragons has been around since, what, 73? Before 73? Powell's. So there's that factor. Working in how the game system translates reality into math, into, you know, numbers and mechanics that can be expressed and explored through dice and talk. So you're working that angle to try and express or embody the character that you have in mind. The other factor is the other players, because everybody's going to come at it with their own perspective of what they want to play. And I think it's every player's responsibility to look around the table at the people that are playing and the characters that they want to tell, the stories they want to tell, and be a part of that, to support that in some way, to reinforce it or create a foible for it, or somehow enhance the experience. Because Dungeons and Dragons role playing in general is a group effort. It is a collaboration. And if you're only there for yourself, then it derails it lessens the impact, it lessens the dramatic effect. When you're there as a part of a team, and everybody's there to tell a story together, that's when the magic happens. And then the other factor is the GM, the person running the game, the person who's going to throw out the adventures and present the challenges and basically give you the story that your characters are going to inhabit. So all of those factors need to be contemplated in order to fit in and create, you know, an alchemy of character and story that will be fun for everyone, including you. So that's a fun process for me. I usually would come up with like 3 or 4 different character types with different focuses, whether they're combat or stealth or magic or whatever. And then take a look at what everybody else is doing and you tweak, you adjust, you nudge and slide into whatever slot, story slot is open up there. So that's what I did last night. So we'll see how that goes. Morning. Abracadabra in my cup this morning. God, it is a beautiful morning, too. It's going to get up into the 80s today. Yikes. Going to head out to Lowe's and get my supplies, get my dirt, grab some plants, get my window boxes up today. That will be lovely. Got all my seeds germinated now. All the herbs have, seeds have popped in some form or another. Just waiting for them to grow leaves before I can start throwing in nutrients to help facilitate that. Everything goes apace. So, in keeping with Dave's new experiences in the world, I am going to be going to, for the first time in my life, a nude beach this weekend. It's going to be gorgeous weather for it, so yay. But ready to chalk up another, never done this before, experience on my Portland roster. So yeah, that'll be interesting. I a little trepidation, as one might imagine. I don't have any real body issues. It's just I've never been around a bunch of naked people before, honestly, and that, I don't know what that's going to be like, because my brain is what my brain is, and and I know everybody else is going to be there has done this 100 times, and it's no big deal, blah, 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 but I don't know, it'll be fun. I'm sure it's going to be, like I say, it's going to be an experience. And I'm here for it. It's just, I have no idea what to expect in the context of my own reaction to it. But I'm sure, like anything else, it'll be, initially it'll be like, whoa. And then as moments pass and the afternoon progresses, it'll become normal, or at least not weird. I don't think it's gonna be weird. It'll be strange, not strange. There we go. Or less strange. I don't know. We'll see. Portland continues to be a source of adventure and experience. One of the best moves I've ever made, in my humble opinion, and I'm loving it. Loving it. And I'm also making my way through Jameson Square under this gorgeous canopy of green. They've got all these trees around. It's a great park. Trees around the edge. And this wonderful canopy of green. I missed that. Don't think about it in the wintertime when there are no leaves on the trees and everything's all clear through to the sky, basically, except for a few straggly branches. But man, I've just been very keenly aware of the greening of Portland. And good morning. And I don't know why, but it's just, I don't know, that life seems to be so much closer and more intimate. I don't know. But regardless, it's a walk. It's Friday. The weekend is upon us. One more one more day of doing what you do, and then you can chill and sleep in and eat bacon and do whatever you do. Yeah, Lovejoy Baker's cooking up the bacon again. Haven't noticed that recently, but it's back. Yum. So have a fabulous Friday. I hope you have clear opportunities to create, to build a story, your story, or reinforce someone else's story, because that's just as fun, if not more so. But however your day goes, the wisdom of Zig Zag sustains us. Despite everything, create. Add to the world. Add to your story. And I'll tell you to love fearlessly as well. If experience has shown me nothing else, that keeps things very interesting indeed. And brightens the tone in wonderful ways. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.